Hi, it's another One for the Future show. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined by one of my more regular guests, but I'm joined over the phone this time by Neil Jones from Goal.com, the Liverpool correspondent from Goal.com. And Neil, there's a bit of recent news we can react to with Neil Critchley leaving the under-23s to go and manage Blackpool. Now, it was news that came as a bit of a surprise at the time from the outside looking in, at, you know, as a supporter of the club. But internally at the club, was this move much of a surprise?
I would say it was probably less of a surprise than it was to you or I. I mean, I actually did speak to a couple of people at the club sort of after the Villa game in December when obviously Neil Critchley took charge of a team in the Carabao Cup quarter-final. And I did wonder, you know, he seemed to enjoy himself that night and he seemed to sort of, you know, he seemed to revel. I think he actually used the phrase, I could sit here and talk all night about the performance, you know, I don't want the night to end. And you do wonder when that someone says things like that, that maybe that, you know, they've got a taste for what it's like to be on the front line. Obviously, it's not the same as managing Liverpool in a Carabao Cup game, going into League One and that kind of thing. But it is something, I think, that can give people a bug. I think it did catch a few people by surprise. Obviously, there was no sort of contingency plan in place in terms of a new appointment being made, and that still is the case. Liverpool are going to delegate the duties between existing staff members. So, obviously, that means, you know, the guys who are already there, Barry Lutz, for example, taking charge as usual of the under-19s. I think it will be a blow to Liverpool, unquestionably. You know, he's a very very popular member of staff. He's someone who I've spoken to people at the academy, and you've spoken to him yourself, so you can back this point up. But he says low ego, low maintenance. You know, not someone who's interested in sort of, you know, agendas and politics and things like that. He's just a guy who loves coaching and loves being out on the field and training players and setting teams up and, you know, developing individuals. So he'll be a blow for that regard. But I think we can only wish him well. He's such a good guy that we'll all be Blackpool fans for the rest of this season.